basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music, politics, or just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
Girl on the news that you were trying. Make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. Make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. I know you're torn. I know you're struggling. I know you thought that your heart was only mine. But then you met him, started catching feelings, and now a tug of war is happening in your mind. Girl, you should know that
we'll never be the same if you go.
We'll never be the same, man.
I know you think he loves you, but he don't. Cause he don't know you like I do.
So choose before I
I'm about to go ahead and make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart.
But if you gotta go,
then you gotta go.
Then you gotta go.
Girl, I ain't gon' beg you to stay.
My pride won't let me say the words.
You're acting like I love you or something you never heard.
What more can I give?
You already got my heart.
Maybe you want the pen
to my black card. But either way, you should know that
it'll never be the same.
Oh, it'll never be the same. And I know
you think he loves you, but he don't.
Cause he don't know you like I do.
So choose before I do.
Cause I'm about to make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head.
Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again.
Make a little room in my bed. Gotta go.
future, right?
Yes, sir.
sitting in your car, pump this up. In your big truck, pump this up. In your crib, pump this up. In your penthouse, pump this up. Let's go.
Get lifted.
Get lifted. Right now, everybody, I want to introduce you to a song by Karen that you may not have heard yet. The name of the song, and Karen, maybe you can give us a little background on this song. It's called Whatever It Takes.
Oh, right. Wrote that with a man, a producer, a brilliant producer called Dinky Bingham, and a while ago. And I was just going through some stuff, and it was like with somebody else, and I thought, let me write a song to kind of address that feeling of being in a relationship that needs to be mended, because there was so much good there, but you just couldn't know how, you didn't know how to cross the bridge emotionally to get to that person the way you wanted to. So This is called Whatever It Takes, and I think it's going to be on my next record I'm putting out. But see what you guys think.
Yeah, please give us some feedback. I personally love the jam, you know, but maybe I'm biased because I just love the jam. So hold on. Here we go. Whatever it takes.
Kind of discouraging right. People. Oh, do you want to?
Ooh. Girl CC Peniston, and you're having brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Can't wait to talk to you. And finally.
Darling, 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 I love you. cold. Together we will never grow. Sometime the going will get a little tough, and I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
woman like me for granted, trying to come right back into my heart, my head, my back, and my face. Try to rewrite a chapter that you just erased. Baby, I had to back up to get everything you got. And now you're trying to come back in my face so easily, but you're not. What don't you understand?
What makes you think you can't come running back to me? Try to take it from 1 to 100. Why you wanna be?
Just slow down. Give me some time.
Give me some time.
If I want you back,
you tell me
what
you
want. Don't you know what you get to live on from home?
No, I can't. Absolutely not. Nope. Hello? 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 I can't hear you. Hello? Yeah, I can't hear you on my phone, though. Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's annoying. Oh.
No, I can hear my. I can hear myself.
I heard all of this. Hello? Javon. Big J. Told you he wasn't black. Daniel Rugani. Now, let me make sure. I don't want to, because he could be African. I think he's. Yeah, but I can't hear you at all. There's no yes, because I can't hear you. But...
I cannot hear anything.
Do you I have it on speaker. I'm just telling you. There's nothing happening. He's Italian. I can hear you through the through the computer, but not through the phone. Okay, I'm hanging up. I can't hear any. That shit is crazy. Hello? Do you see what's happening?
Yeah. It's not working.
It's not working, babe. She wants to kill herself.
No, this is delayed, so to hear what she heard on the other side.
I heard music playing, and then now it's nothing. No.
With the folds in the mold, watch up the store for the road, talking straightforward to got uncles that smoking, some will blow up their nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows in their socks and their soles, holding their rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Rolling it droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't knowing they go. The street ain't safe, cause they ain't knowing the cold. By the foes, I was told, either focus or fold. Got cousins with clothes, hope they open some doors. So we can not close and roll in a roll. Now I roll in the O's with windows that don't roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and sold. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot in the stove. On the corner,
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. Yes, now I can't hear you. Nope, only up the steps.
Hang up the phone. Hang up.
Hang up? Okay, bye.
You can hear me now. Thank you. All right, all that was extra. Okay. I fixed the problem. Oh, Jesus. This is a lot of work. Question. Therese, are you still there? Therese? 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 Kathy, can you hear me? Yes. Simone? Let me try something. Let's do this music thing again. And I can't believe they shut down the NBA. That's just crazy. That is just crazy.
Yes.
Yes, may I speak to background Betty, please?
Oh, speak up.
Excuse me?
I said, what's up? I said, speaking, what's up? Oh, I didn't know what it was. I was like, who the hell is this?
Who else calls you background Betty?
No, when I was looking at the number, I was like, who the hell is this? That's why I said, yes, that's why I said that.
So I'm sorry, you know, I'm trying to, this is why I'm doing the pop-up shows like now. Instead of on Saturday,
yeah, no.
Special
of
guests.
Course.
I'm trying to do too much, really, and I'm just trying to get it right.
Right.
That shit is mad embarrassing when you have a guest and you don't have your shit together. You know, I believe in having chickens in a row.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, ma'am.
So, what I wanted to know from you, I don't know why you called, but... I hope you wanted to talk about what is going on in this crazy world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm my back hurt now, and I'm gonna like my back been hurting. But I just no, yeah, I'm taking it down because I'm over
okay.
it.org. But I will come on for a second, just to give my two cents and things that I've noticed and have been told, and you know, real fast before I go to bed.
Okay, so you on now? Let's go.
Oh, am I? Oh, okay. Well, thanks. You know, thanks. I didn't just divulge anything bananas because you. First of all, you should have told me that I was on because
okay.
I really didn't know. I thought the music was still playing and we were just, you know, shooting
okay.
the shit together, right?
Okay.
All right. So, I know this stuff is really alarming. The coronavirus, or COVID-19 is the technical term for it. What I have been told by medical professionals that I'm close to and have been privy to some information, just like a lot of people are, you know, everybody has somebody somewhere. But the bottom line is, yes, we know there's no vaccine, no cure right now. This is I don't know what's happening. This is a third strain of the flu that has been transferred from one species to another. This is not anything that has never happened. It is the same. It's the first time with SARS and then MIRR or MERS, and now it's the corona. I'm sorry, what? MRSA, whatever. You know that. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, then you know. You look it up, you can find it. MRSA, and then now COVID-19. Difference being there's no cure, no anything. They don't, you know, they can only test for antibodies or whatever. Right. So the panic is in the swiftness as to the way it can be spread and what you call it when you get something?
When you're infected?
When you can get infected. The rate of which and how many people one person can infect in a very short span of time. Then
On top of that, there's the incubation period, which is 2 weeks from when you've been exposed. It's approximately 2 weeks until you get to show signs and symptoms, right? So then that's a whole thing, and then you can spread it even further because you're non-symptomatic, right? And
right.
That's why it's such a pandemic, and that's why it's becoming a pandemic, and that's why it's like, oh, shit, right? But I need people to relax, listen, get as much information. I know that what was told to me by a few of my healthcare professional sisters and brothers was to stay updated on worldhealth.org, the World Health Organization. They have a lot of great numbers. And so the numbers of people that are infected, they calculate it. It's updated every day. And, of course, you pad those numbers with more because, of course, whatever they know, there's at least half of that number that are actually more than half of that number probably added to that because of the unknown cases. So you can kind of get a good gauge of what's going on. Being smart, being aware, being diligent is the best thing. If you don't have to do public transportation, if you don't have to be in large crowds, going somewhere, be hyper-vigilant, wear a mask because we don't know we don't realize how many times we touch our face and during the course of the day. We just don't realize it until these kinds of moments when we can't and when we have to be aware of touching our face, nose, and all the mucus points of our body and face, right? So the mask is not to keep anybody from picking it up because it's not airborne. It's a droplet virus, so you can't get it by someone like just through the air. It's a droplet virus, which means if someone coughs on you, saliva hits any of your membranes, mouth, nose, ears, eyes. You're compromised. I'm sorry, what? I didn't get there yet. Which means that if people are coughing and dropped it to the land somewhere, they have a very long lifespan. It has a very long lifespan of about 22 hours. So
wow.
You have to make sure. That's why if you aren't walking around with a glove or gloves, you have to wash your hands anyway. But, be very careful if you're going to be using gloves because you put on gloves and you still touch your face, doesn't make sense, right? So hence the mask and gloves and changing them frequently because you have to keep it going. You can't keep using the same mask and gloves because they would be affected. So if you're going to do that and take that precaution, you have to be just as smart. Very aware of how, when, and where you're touching things. And sanitizer and get to use that elbow, that crook of the elbow and that back of the hand is a good muscle to exercise is learning how to do things with your feet and your elbow. And like your arm, not your hands, your wrist, things that you're not going to necessarily put right directly in the line of your face.
Yeah, somebody even said to me to use your knuckle when you're pressing buttons, like in an elevator, as opposed to, your thumb or your finger.
That's a habit of mine from my mom.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy time, and but it's real, and that's what we have to do. So,
right. Oh, and what I also wanted to say, the demographic and the portion of the population that are in danger are people that have compromised immune systems, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, those types of compromised situations. They can absolutely be taken out by it. So it is imperative that people with those conditions are hypervigilant, and if they can stay indoors, stay the hell indoors. Stay home or, work from home or whatever. You have those, but if you get it and you're fairly healthy, 9 times out of 10, unless something, some other kind of, issue that you had that you didn't know pops up, you're gonna, it'll be painful, I'm sure, and really, really a pain in the ass, but you'll be able to get through it. And it other than that, it's quite like a really bad case of the flu, of the normal flu. That was once the bubonic plague.
Wow.
Well, not
yeah.
bubonic plague, but bubonic plague type. It killed a lot of people before there was a cure for it. Or they understood it, you know, which right. I'm really, really projecting that we'll have some type of something, because there's a lot, you know, it's just very funny, the timing, and, you know, a lot of things sync up. So, you know, it's not like we've never seen this before. It's just a little different. Just a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the same. It's the same three car Molly they playing, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Same game, different. You know.
I think
different
it's
virus.
Interesting that there's not been any.
That's what I'm saying.
And, people who have tested positive, it doesn't mean that nobody's infected. Just that.
Right.
We haven't been tested yet for it. Why? You know, like what? Nobody.
Well, I want to say this because I just got an email. So everybody that's listening, everybody, and I don't want to, I'm not isolating any race or ethnicity, but this, you know, NAACP, because we are the Black and Brown community, are, you know, the inequities that our community suffer. This could be another way of doing that, the way we get treated, the way we are tested, the access to care for it can be toyed with and compromised or be uneven. So the NAACP has a tele-town hall that you can go to the website and sign up for. It is on the 15th, I believe. Anyway, don't quote me. Go for yourself. Go see it for yourself. I just sent it out to my friend. Wait a minute. Where's my thing? Okay, I'm going to find it and tell you guys. So you can go to NAACP.org, I believe, and find it yourself. But here we go. I'm going to find it right now. But there's a teletown hall. And so we need as much information. I think being informed is super, and being and having some common sense and not being an alarmist, staying and thinking through it is going to help all of us.
Right.
Because the panicking thing and, you know, acting like, you know, the apocalypse is coming and we can't even buy freaking hand sanitizer, and what they are selling, they sell it for $224. This shit is ridiculous. Like, it's like, really, guys? Like, it's the most, you know, it supplies for 14 days for you and your family, for you guys to be okay. The thing is, canned goods, pasta, those things that don't require, that don't spoil and expire that way, get, you know, tuna, beans, those kind of things, just in case. You know, yes, stock up on your toilet paper, not crazy, you know, just enough for you guys to get by for two solid weeks if you had to self-quarantine.
Right.
You know, juice and water, you know, yes. And, you know, if you live in New York, tap water is just as good. You're good. Listen, some people have to do the tap water. Everybody ain't got it to be run. So, especially in the PJs, and PJs water is good water. So,
yeah.
It is the best water. Oh, look, that's all in the city. So,
well, it used to be.
But anyway, water is water. It's sustenance. So, however you can get it and it's clean, drink it. So, period. So, I just suggest that pandemic mentality is that fear monger, you know, mentality. Like we immediately go, oh my God. And I go to buy like a trial size bottle of fucking sanitizer. And there's nothing. The shelves look crazy. I'm like, people are really like, this is a lot. Like, this is a lot.
I know. Even I went to the supermarket to get toilet paper, and thank God I really don't have like a favorite brand, because it was like ghosts with toilet paper. I'm like, are people thinking they're going to get diarrhea or something? Like, what's going on here? So, yeah, for sure. So it looks like I'm on my own. And with that, we're going to play a song. And, okay, I don't know why she got cut off. But I think that was Monifa. Thank you so much for calling in. We definitely have to do another show tomorrow night just to make sure that everything Oh, okay. She said to call back. Let me call her back then. Hold on. This here. And let's get Mo back on the phone. Okay, the phone is ringing.
Hi, thanks for calling. Please leave your name, number, and time of your call at the tone.
Nope. Tell you what. Have her call back in. Okay. Okay, all right. Whichever way it goes, if she doesn't call back, we'll have her come back on maybe tomorrow night. By tomorrow, there'll be more information. But that was a lot of good information, you know. Most importantly, don't be an alarmist. Just take care of yourself. Stay clean and, you know, keep your hands clean. Be cognizant of keeping your hands off your face. Don't be all up in other people's faces and don't let nobody cough in your face. Keep your face washed. Keep your hands clean. Keep your house stocked up and try not to panic. And, you know, thanks, Mo. Mo, you back on? It's funny, like I see her, don't see her. Not really sure what's going on there. But I'm going to play some Monifa music on the outro. And where's my Monifa music? We're going to do some Mo music. We need some Mo music.
You are now at Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, where sensory stimulation is always on the menu.
Have you ever felt the love so powerful that it takes control? And no matter what you do, you just can't let it go. Gotta share this feeling, 'cause it's too big to keep. It's bigger than words when it comes to you and me. See, nobody understands what we share.
You are on another level,
and nobody can compare to you.
Yeah, you.
That was Monifa. I want to thank her again for coming on to the show and letting us know about this virus. You know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Just take care of yourself. And on the complete out, we're going to do Chaka Khan because it's like sugar. And I'm just, you know, I miss Chaka because I haven't been to a Chaka Khan concert in so long. It's been months. What's a girl to do? Sugar, that's Chaka Khan. Monifa called in. gave y'all a 411 on this coronavirus. I want to thank everybody who gave me the updates. The NBA is shutting down, suspended. What? That's insanity. This thing is just insanity. Everybody, please take care of yourselves. I love you to pieces. Brandon, Ulysses, Pops, you know I love you. Mwah. Therese, Mo, Kathy, Ange, Walt, all of y'all, Leslie, all of y'all, I love you. Cheryl, woo. Pieces and deuces and all of those good juices. I will talk to y'all again next time, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. We're going to try to do another pop-up, see if we can't get this thing right before Rolando Watts comes on Saturday. That's what's up. Peace.